peace are doing, what the Palestinian, of course, organizations and groups like Law for Palestine are doing, we cannot really take this lying down and say, okay, human rights was a lie, you know, hypocrisy wins, you know, there is no room for international law and international justice. We rise, we fight, and we reclaim these institutions and reclaim these ideals and occupy these spaces.
So you have Egypt saying they're joining the genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice, and yet they are participating in blocking the aid that's leading to what is called a full-blown famine.
I want to be clear that Egypt is not blocking the aid, but by accepting the Israeli conditions for at least the first 7 months on the access of aid, on the so-called inspection of the aid, when people, including, you know, U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, went to Rafah with Senator Merkley and saw what happened and came back and said, these are not inspections and Egypt is not inclusion. But what I'm saying is, right now, since Netanyahu broke his promise and, you know, went into Rafah and is now threatening to really reoccupy the border area, Egypt has finally decided to stop collaboration, really, with these Israeli measures and restrictions that have led to the famine. We are saying that this is too late, too little, and not nearly enough, but more importantly, it should have happened 7 months ago.
Hossam Paket, I want to let people know that just as we're ending this broadcast, the International Court of Justice is going to announce their decision on an emergency case around South Africa's case against genocide against Israel. We will post online your response at democracynow.org. Hossam Paket is Egyptian human rights activist, founder and executive director of the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, EIPR, in Cairo, just out of Egypt after an 8-year travel ban on him. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is listener-sponsored. What that means is that 80% of our funding comes from donations from listeners just like you. Right now, during the last week of our spring membership drive, your support can go even farther. Contribute today at bit.ly/KBOO. That's bit.ly/KBOO. And your donation will be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 thanks to the generous support of a group of anonymous donors. Maximize the impact of your support for KBOO right now and help us reach our $60,000 goal by May 25th. Thanks so much.
KBOO's board is recruiting directors. In preparation for our annual board election in September, KBOO's nominating committee will be holding virtual information sessions from now through June. KBOO's board of directors guides the station's strategic plan and represents the interests and visions of all of our members. BIPOC persons are especially encouraged to apply. More information and meeting times can be found at kboo.fm/boardrecruiting. Thank you for considering board work at KBOO.
Ready to leave a legacy? KBOO Community Radio invites you to a planned giving workshop with me, Tammy Caress, founder of Caress Law. Join us as we explore charitable and tax-saving techniques through your estate plan, empowering you to secure the future of independent media while leaving a legacy. Save the date for May 30th, 5:30 p.m. at the KBOO station, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. Let's shape the future together.
Good morning. You are tuned into The Gap on KBOO Portland. My name is Tammy. Next to me is the lovely, radiant Althea Billings.
Hello. Good morning. How are you? I'm happy to be here.
Radiating along with you.
Yeah.
If someone walks in here, they're getting a radiation exposure.
Yeah, 100%. They are. Their eyes are going to hurt.
The sun.
Well, now that we've gotten some grandiose imagery in your head about how important we are, this is The Gap. It is our Friday talk radio show. Tammy, what's so special about this?
It is KBOO's most listened to talk radio show at 8 a.m. on Fridays when we are on, and no one can ever take that away from us.
Very, very true. We like to do a two-parter type of program. So in the first half, sometimes we'll be doing an interview today. We're talking primary results, so get into that. In the second half of the show, after our midway song, we open up the phone lines and, I don't know, the internet lines, so you can chat with us about our community question. And before we jump into things, people, it's the last day of our spring drive. I want to thank everybody who's contributed so far. Like, we don't get to be here without their support. And specifically, some people who've donated recently. Thank you, David. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, two anonymous people. They probably know who they are. You can support the radio that you love. bit.ly/KBOO is the website. That's bit.ly/KBOO. To donate, you can also text the word KBOO to 44321. You can also mail us a check here. We love to get mail. We have a whole fan mail wall, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Thank you. We love you.
There we are. It's the last day. We're counting on you. Make us part of your...
People, you know, I'm a procrastinator.
Yeah, the last day is when everyone does everything. Minute,
you know? Last day, best day, maybe. Just putting it out there.
You're already making us a part of your morning. Now make you a part of us.
Whoa. I don't know about... Yeah,
does
I
that
think.
Work? Yeah.
I think.
Get a little schmeckle. Yeah. A little schmoney. A little something.
Help us out. Anyway, we appreciate it. Into electionation.
How about primary impressions?
Whoa.
You like that? Because it sounds like it's a store for 14-year-olds to get dresses for the first... Consignment dresses. First impressions. Or primary impressions.
Like, when I was going to sleep last night, I was like, can I make a joke about, like, primary colors? Like, red, green, red, yellow, blue? Not even the right ones.
Primary colored me surprised.
There we go. Cyan, magenta, yellow, if you're one of those people who prints things.
I'd say there's definitely some blue and red.
Yeah.
Boom. Those are the party colors.
Oh. Sorry, I gave her a real blank look.
And a little green here and there, because it is the Pacific Northwest,
after
all.
Of course. Well, okay, let's get into these election results. Oregon's primary was on Tuesday, and some of the results are in. We should start at the top. Sometimes I ask Tammy, like, oh, where do we want to start? Which story do we want to do first? She numbered them today. They're in order.
Just so that we can
no
say,
choice.
Item number one, item number two. You know, it's really, really give that, you know, that media news journalistic feel to it, because, you know, they say oh, it's a lot of musings and viewings. Yes, but there's some newsings also,
right? So true. Well,
got some runoffs in the
we
Multnomah
got some
County.
Runoffs, yeah, we got. So we're gonna start by talking Multnomah County.
Sure. Yeah, good.
So a whole bunch of the county commission offices were open this time, and I believe two are headed for a runoff election in the fall, because nobody got more than 50% of the vote. So in terms of Julia Brim Edwards in County Commission District 3, she got 72% of the vote. She's in. But in District 2, it looks like Shannon Singleton, 46% of the vote, pretty good.
Yeah.
Headed to a runoff with either Sam Adams or Jesse Burke. I don't know that that's been totally determined yet.
I'm looking.
Sam
as
Adams maybe has like a percentage point more
advantage of less than 300 votes, and that's as of the 22nd.
Right, and they're still counting votes too, because people mailed them and
that's right, yeah,
mailed them as of Tuesday. And then also in District 1, Vadim Mazursky and Megan Moyer are headed to a runoff election.
Can we say good? Listen, Vadim. The second time he's running into a runoff, that he's running off.
Yeah,
it's the second off. Time, and
there he goes running off again.
What are his politics? I have no clue.
Right.
What is he about? I have no clue. Perseverance. I know he's got.
Right.
Second time, third time the charm, they say.
Right.
But who knows? We keeping an eye on that.
I think, you know, third time's been the charm for so long. We don't even have a saying about the fourth time.
Mm.
Because people are like, well, third time would have been the charm. So
what about the second? The second time is when you learn. No, first time you learn, you make mistakes.
First is the worst. Second is the best. Third is the one with the treasure chest? Or
I'm
hairy
it.
Chest, depending if you got second or not.
I don't know that much about him.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see.
I just started doing rhymes. I got a little carried away.
No, I like the treasure chest. That was a good one.
And then that's what you do when you're, you know, in a race with your siblings and somebody gets first, but you're like bitter about it. And you're like, oh, really? Because first is the worst and second is the best.
Oh, parents have to lie to children about being winners?
What? No, it's more like cope from your other siblings who didn't win.
first is
actually bad.
Y'all just lying to each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's the entire structure that the family's built on. What do you mean? And then we may be getting a runoff, I don't know if in District 4 in Multnomah County, Vince Jones-Dixon is coming in at a little over 50% against Brian Knotts.
Aren't you a little surprised about Sam Adams?
I'm a little surprised about Sam Adams. He got 23% of the vote so far.
You think with that much name recognition and, you know, being around for so long, I'm not unhappy about it.
Well, yeah, I was surprised.
I was surprised. Yeah. Vadim, I'm surprised y'all are still here.
welcome back to the runoff. You know,
a lot of stuff from the last election is repeating itself, and it, well, you know, we have like Trump and Biden running again.
Yeah,
we have another runoff with Vadim.
Yeah,
it's all coming back to me.
Yeah, it's here we are again.
But outside, or is there any more of the runoff stuff?
No, I just wanted to mention it.
Well, even with there's a lot of things that were really close to call.
Yeah,
and even with a lot of your writing here, a lot of money that was spent, there was still somewhat of a poor turnout. You want to talk about that?
Yes, I did want to mention the turnout. We're about 35% in Multnomah County of active registered voters voted in this election. Mm. Not everybody does. It's also like a closed primary, so that kind of turns people away as well, because you have to register. I mean, there's people who are unaffiliated who still got to vote in all of these like nonpartisan local elections, but in terms of like representative for, you know, Congress, mm-hmm. that is like determined by your party affiliation. So, you know, we're talking about so there's everybody that lives here, then there's a subset of people who are registered to vote, then there's a subset of people who are active, and then it's 35% of them that get to decide.
They say, was it 20% of the people make 100% of the work?
Something like that.
Is that like the 20-80 rule is not a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pareto? I don't know.
Some old math junk.
But yeah, I just wanted to point out that, and I believe it's one of the lower May turnouts we've had in a while.
That's I'm trying to think. It was the special election. That was the last one.
Yeah,
I was still surprised by how many people showed up for that. But
yeah, well, and I mean, there's always a better turnout in the November election,
sure.
And so, you know, there's like this balance, right? Because you want more people to turn out, because then the results are representative of the preferences of more people. But then also, like, with what we're going to be dealing with in Portland in the fall, like, that is a long ballot we're going to be looking at. And so, like, I don't know, you also don't want to like totally overwhelm people, I guess. Anyway, poor turnout, a lot of money from out of state spent on some of these races, especially the Democratic primaries in the 3rd and 5th districts.
And Mike Schmidt, let's be honest, it's a lot of New York money.
Yeah, and look, if we accept the idea, and I'm not saying we should, but the law in this country treats money as speech. So we heard a lot of yap, 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 yap from a whole bunch of people who don't even live here and won't even deal with the consequences of those decisions that you're asking people to make. So, hey guys, campaign finance reform?
Oregon is really bad with it.
They passed some, but it doesn't apply to federal races, you know? And it doesn't come into effect until 2027.
Yet.
So they're like, oh no, we're going to get a couple more good elections in there of just dumping money.
Speaking of out of state yap, yap, yapping.
Please.
I was shocked to see Mrs. Williamson on the Democrats. I don't know. Let me Google it. I don't know. Marianne Williamson.
Yes, her proper honorific.
I want
doctor
Willie. That's not her.
Esquire.
That's just her first. It's an She's escrow. An escrow. She was Oprah Winfrey's like psychic for a while, and I think she there was some issue with her. There was like some money that either went missing or money that went to some places it shouldn't have had. I'm going to actually quickly. I can't believe she's still running for president. Anyways, my point is, I saw her that some people actually voted for her. It was like a 7% or something, or like 0.7% voted for her, and Biden, and she was the next one, and then there was a kind of good amount of write-ins too.
Yeah.
But Marianne Williamson, like, what is the avatar of a voter for her?
Yeah.
What, like, who are you? I'm really interested, because does she know she's still running is my question.
I didn't know she was a Democrat until I got my ballot, and I saw
Marianne, an independent.
Okay.
Marianne.
No, girl. I mean, and look, do what you got to do. Roll, try to get on the Democratic ticket. It's just, we were both a little bit befuddled by the outcome there.
I mean, I'm just shocked. I don't know why she's still.
Well, because here's the thing. Did she campaign here at all? I don't think. I mean, I haven't. I mean, we don't have that many electors.
I remember seeing her. I'm looking online to see. Oh, she did endorse Bernie Sanders.
Finally, a break for Bernie.
This woman, she is a tough cookie to crack. Or she's interesting. She's like an enigma wrapped in a mystery.
Yeah.
Wrapped in spiritual healing. But I didn't know she was still on the ballot. I was shocked to see her. I don't know if she knows she's still on the ballot.
8,000 Oregonians said, yeah.
Damn, who is that? Who are those Oregonians?
If you're one of those 8,000 Oregonians.
Yeah, I would love to know
that enjoys Marianne Williamson. We'd love to talk to you.
They must have not wanted to vote for Trump or Biden and been like, I still want to vote Democrat, but
yeah,
I'll vote for her.
And they didn't want to write in Mickey Mouse or always an option. They leave the line open.
Speaking of leaving the line open.
Oh.
Cook County. Cook County residents voted to pass a measure that would require the county to explore the possibility of moving Idaho state lines to encompass all of eastern Oregon and most of central Oregon.
Yeah.
It was voted on 47%.
So 53% of people, that's like not a huge margin, I would say. And I mean, so we've talked a little bit about Greater Idaho movement here. Is there like a little synopsis we could give for people if they haven't heard about this before?
What would be the most generous way of putting it? There are people who live in Eastern Oregon, who are, I guess, the leaders of the Greater Idaho movement. From my perspective, seem like they are using the reasonable grievances of people who live in Eastern Oregon of like, hey, we don't feel like we're being represented. You know, we feel like Portland is sucking all the air in the room.
Yeah.
I get it. And you know what? There is something in that. I get that. Actual grievances that make sense. And in my opinion, it seems like the Greater Idaho movement is trying to contort itself in a way where it's like, look at these poor people. No one is helping them. We're going to be their heroes, when really they don't want to pay property taxes. They don't want to pay the Oregon property taxes. They don't want to their taxes going for things that, quote, you know, that don't align with their values, say, quote unquote, because it doesn't align. Doesn't align. What can I tell you?
Hmm.
But they are trying to move the Idaho state lines to include eastern and some of and most of central Oregon, which it's I don't know. I don't know if that's that. I don't want to say it'll never happen. Right now, we're in my reality right now, that's never going to happen. Like, get out of here. I'm trying to be very generous and gentle with my words. That is a dream, and it might just be left as a dream, you know? It might not ever materialize into a reality. Also, you have people who, there is an Idaho, and there are people who live there, and they're not for this. They're like, no, don't come here. Don't do this. Like, don't come here. They already have a lot of, apparently it's a new thing where celebrities are moving to Idaho and like buying up a bunch of real estate.
So they've moved on from what, Wyoming?
They moved on from Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay. Colorado's over. Tell them.
Don't tell Aspen. Aspen is in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
See?
I know a little something about something. I know a little life culture. And they're not
ski. Okay, sorry. It took me a while to think of that. Go ahead.
I've gone sledding twice in my life. Okay, when it comes to everything I know about it, folks in Idaho are, you know, there's a lot of issues that they're facing, especially around housing, like a lot of places in America.
Yeah,
and they're saying don't do any of this stuff. But it is still interesting to see it develop. And again, the measure that they voted for in Crook County, which would be the 13th county, surprisingly enough,
13th, yeah,
would be just having the conversation about exploring the possibility about moving the Idaho state lines so that representatives from Idaho and Oregon can have a convo. I don't know. What about Washington? What about them?
They're working on the eastern Washington counties, too. Kind of merge them in
the Jefferson County line.
Yeah, that the state of Jefferson is sort of related.
Any thoughts on this?
Well, I guess because we've covered this on the show before. You can find it in the show archive. But again, like talking about turnout in Crook County, which is east of Bend, there's around 21,000 active registered voters. About 9,700 of them turn out for this election. That's 45% of active registered voters. And of those, about 5,000 vote that they do want to explore this Oregon-Idaho border relocation. And so I guess just like thinking about that in terms of parts of the whole, of the entire voting, the active registered voters in Crook County, a quarter of them wanted that, you know? And so I guess I think because in the past, when we talked about Greater Idaho, it sort of like lends itself to a certain, I don't know, not like hysteria, but like, you know, it's
like a white flight or
what? Yeah. Or like that like everybody in this area like hates Oregon, right, hates Portland, and hates like people of color that live in the valley or whatever. And, you know, like just bearing out the numbers, like three quarters of registered voters in the county either voted against it or didn't vote on this issue, you know? And the other thing that we've discussed before is that instead of, you know, I don't like Oregon's politics, I feel like I'm not represented here, I want to move to Idaho because I feel that there's more political alignment there for me. Instead of moving, you say, no, I'm not going to move. I'm going to move Idaho to me.
Which, that's it. That's
we're both sort of like looking at each other like,
You don't even go to the school. Like that's,
she doesn't even go here.
What? It's
very
bizarre.
Much taking your ball and going home when you lose.
Well, no, it's like taking your friend's ball and going home.
Yeah.
Or going to their house and being like, no, this is my house now. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to live here, too, because my mom said I can't have pizza. Like,
I guess the Greater Idaho movement is, are they in escrow? I don't know, but
I don't know, because they were kind of, I mean, it's died down
some.
It got rejected in Josephine County a few years ago. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons where this is, like, not really feasibly going to happen, because you have to get all of Oregon, all of Idaho on board with the swap. And then you also have to get federal permission.
Yeah, that's and as soon as, for the Senate,
you,
I think.
You want Congress involved? I don't think so.
Unless you got real fluffy eyelashes, they won't talk to you.
You want those guys to come down in their suits?
If anything, and say, it would be Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, jeez.
She would. Don't tell the beach bleach blonde.
Bad built. Sorry. If you guys go look that up. It's funny. Yeah. Whole exchange between Jasmine Crockett and Marjorie Taylor Greene last week that Tammy and I got a good laugh of.
Who didn't? All of America did.
Yeah.
The same word, laughing, but also like, is this who we are?
Is this who we are? Is this what we're about?
I have this cute little quote from Representative Earl Blumenauer.
Yeah.
In response to the Idaho House's support of Greater Idaho, it's a lot of Idahos in there. He said he would quote would entertain a trade for Boise and Sun Valley.
Oh, I don't know that. That's I don't. are we playing a board game?
It's like you give me a Shannon Silly 10, I'll give you a zoo.
I want a monopoly on all of the places that actually are like generating income for the state.
Speaking of monopoly generating income,
whoa, good transition, Tammy.
Multnomah County ballots.
The ballot measures, folks, they passed. Okay,
we're addicted to taxes.
I was yesterday I was reading one of the arguments in the voters packet against Actually, it was against all of the different tax measures, but let's go over what they are really quick.
Because I did. I was like, who would be against the Zoom measure that, you know?
Yeah, there are some people.
And they made sense. There was some points. Cook.
But yeah. Yes, there's a big bond for the zoo, 38 milli. The 10 cent gas tax in Portland, that got renewed.
The gas tax is passing.
What is it? OPB did it first?
OPB did
they
it
did the
first.
Pun before we did. the levy to, or the bond to keep the Columbia River from flowing, from flooding over people. We're actually stopping the Columbia River. Sorry, that's not what I meant. Stop it in its tracks. It's had it too good for too long. Okay, we can do something about this. Making sure that it doesn't overflow its banks onto people's houses. That
it's the urban food flood safety and water quality district.
Yep, and the school bond.
Mm.
Gotta have schools, gotta have teachers, gotta rebuild some of these old buildings.
Oh, and
heard about how old they are.
The city of Gresham.
Oh, yes.
How old are they?
They're so old that they're crumbling around the students. That's not a joke. That's just true.
That's just unfortunate.
Yeah, sorry. I brought the room down on that one. I apologize. And yes, Gresham passed theirs,
didn't they? A five-year operating levy retained to hire firefighters and police officers.
Yes.
Oh, 13 new firefighters.
Well, when there's smoke, there's firefighters? Is that anything?
Well, call me Smokey the Bear.
Okay.
Oh, we saw some firefighters the other. And I know, Althea, I know you have your it's the system that you have the beef with, not right. The individuals.
Right.
But I see those individuals on that big red truck.
Big blue truck.
Because what was his name?
What was his name?
The truck had a name, the fire truck.
Oh, yeah, we did see. Yeah. Oh, what was its name? It had a name.
It had a name, and it had a little bear on it. And I said, these.
Big something or other.
Muscular. Anyways.
Back on track. So sorry. So sorry about that.
So I did ask Althea, I said, who would be against helping the zoo out? Who would be against the... What are some of the discussions in the against for some of these measures in the voter pamphlet? And Althea, you pointed me out, this is a winner.
Yeah, this is actually was entered, I believe, for a few of the different ballot measures.
Copy paste. If you got a good thing, why are you going to change it?
Yeah.
You're going to reinvent.
Quote. I don't think I should read the whole thing. I'll just read like the beginning of it. Quote. This is the argument in opposition. Portland isn't just addicted to meth. They're addicted to taxes. Jeez. Here are eight signs of addiction. And that's sort of like, well, I don't know the source of what the signs of addiction are. Again, I'm not an addiction specialist, but they connect those to other taxes that have been going on.
Mm.
Did misspell it as addition sign number three, not addiction, but that's okay. We're going to let it go. Anyway, Taxpayer Association of Oregon, this was a fun read.
I was glued to it. I said, read me the next line. Read me the next word.
I said, do you want me to keep going?
You see, yeah,
addiction
you're like
sign number one. Addicts always need one more hit. I feel like the voice that I do for it is also helping. Quote, Portland voters have suffered 10 major local tax increases since 2018. There are three more local taxes on the ballot right now. Which, that's not totally true. Some of them are renewing existing ones.
Yes,
so it's not like adding a new thing, but anyway.
Well, we're in the pits of our addiction to taxes, so we don't even know what's. we'll take anything. We don't care if it's a renewal.
What's the bargaining or whatever?
Bargaining. Is that the signs of grief? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. No. Well, surely there can be there's more than eight signs of addiction.
Sure, but also. Can you imagine? Like, he had to pay to have that in there, he
multiple
had to pay
times.
For everything.
Yeah. Well, and now we're giving them a platform. So. Look.
I see poetry. I want to share it.
A good simile? Metaphor. A good metaphor bears exploration.
Mm.
That's all.
It was an interesting... We're addicted. This is... And also to know that this is going for the voters and everyone in town is going to read it. And there's going to be like at least five people who are going to be like, oh, I recognize this writing style, or oh no, they have the name, because I know this person.
Yeah.
And you just called all of us names. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, it's also a listicle. We love a list.
We do like BuzzFeed messed us up. We will never
get BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
Mess them up too, apparently. Get them out of here.
What's BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed, somebody.
Ew.
we have one more to discuss.
The big one, actually. Yeah. The huge one.
Enormous.
Gigantic.
Taller than Mike Schmidt himself. He's a very tall man, for reference. He did get beaten in the election.
And he's going to the Trailblazers. He's going to use that hype for good.
We traded him from the DA's office to the Blazers. I like that.
He's super tall.
He's a tall gentleman.
He's got a hell of years on him. He could do.
Are the Blazers good this year? Do we need somebody?
Well, if they're gone,
I mean, Dame's gone, so I don't know. Anybody, you can call in and talk sports. We might not know, but if you want to talk about the possibility of Mike Schmidt being traded to the Blazers, or you know, maybe there's another trade where we send him to, I don't know, Utah or something, and we get somebody better to come be our DA, but I guess Vasquez.
Hello, Idaho, Greater Idaho. I got some for you. I kid. Yeah, it was shocking to see that. It was very close.
Yeah.
Same with surprisingly with the Oregon with the Zubon.
Yeah, Zubon was
very very close, like by a couple of voters.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. I guess the thing that I want to say about the DA's race. Well, do you want to say something? What do you think about it?
I was just shocked.
You were just shocked. Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought he was going to win again.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of all the Schmidt Show posters and everything, and I'd like to know what they're thinking, if anything.
Yeah,
you know?
The people for Portland have to be glad about this. I guess my thing is, look, I'm not going to argue that the DA shouldn't be an elected position, but it's weird to make policy proposals about, like, when I'm DA, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And it's because you have no power to do legislative stuff. And I think that was part of, like, the dissonance with Mike Schmidt, because he was, you know, kind of part of this wave from around the country of progressive DAs taking office. And they're like, I'm going to stick it to the man, you know? But it's like, you are the man.
Mm.
So, you know, there were a couple things that came out of that. But in terms of, like, meaningful change, you know, what would Schmidt's tenure look like without the pandemic, for one thing? But, like, comparing that to what Vasquez is going to be doing, like, they have the same job, you know, they still have to, like, prosecute.
Yeah, I wonder what would be, like, the discretion, like, what would be different as far as their did you see the debate, by the way? They have a pretty interesting debate.
Yeah,
maybe we can share it on the website.
I mean, I think I understand that they're different and they have different ideas about what should or shouldn't be done. Excuse me, what should or shouldn't be done in Multnomah County, but in terms of their power, their relative power to make that happen. So it's like you just are voting for, it seems more of like a job performance thing versus like a legislative. Give me your 6-month review. I guess that's what I wanted to see, you know? And look, maybe the review was bad. There was like a whole thing about, you know, like female prosecutors
himself,
like not feeling great in the office or whatever. Mm. So, you know, maybe that's part of it. But I don't know. That's kind of how I've been, like, curious around the conversation of, like, we have to get Vasquez in there. We got to do this. We got to do that. It's like, I don't know that that much is going to change just because he doesn't have the power to change that much, you know?
We'll see.
We'll literally see.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested to see how it's where. Wow. Yeah. It's like maybe 20,000 votes.
But then, yeah, that's the subset that then decided is, I don't know.
And that's within only 20,000 votes within the low turnout turnout to begin with, which is, again, goes to show you how important it is to show up for when, you know, when it's voting day. If you don't show up, you're not going to count. Like, it sucks to say your opinion doesn't count if you don't show up. And it's a bummer. Yeah, it's really a bummer. And then it's again, a bummer because then you get these percentages and then you think, oh, my God, like, 54% of people in Crow County want to go to Idaho, and then you say, oh, well, how can I say no to that? Like, this is the majority of people want that, but then you realize, like, okay, it's 45% out of how many people who showed up, out of how many people that actually answered, you know, filled out that part of the ballot.
Right.
So I don't know, there's more to it. It's a beginning to want to pull the thread a little bit, you know?
Totally. And I guess, yeah, I like to bring it up just in terms of, like, because I think when you see election results that maybe you like or that you don't like, you're like, yes, we all agree, or no, everybody hates everything that I stand for. I think it's, like, helpful to introduce a little bit of that nuance because, you know, politics and elections are like a continuing conversation that like builds on what was before. And also it is entirely determined by like who shows up, you know? Yeah. And that's why voter turnout is such a big thing. Are we almost ready for a musical break? Can I thank a couple donors?
Oh, yes, please do.
Thank you to Nancy and Roger, who helped contribute on this last day of our spring membership drive. We would love to have you contribute to this, you know, bastion of creativity, KB Radio. You can do so by going online to bit.ly/KBOO. Throw us a little cash if you like what's going on.
Or check.
You can mail a check to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. You can text the word KBOO to 44321 to donate.
In the memo, can they put KBOO dreams?
KBOO dreams. I dream dreams. Of the Gap. Aww. You can mention us. We'd love to be mentioned.
We'd love to.
It's an honor to be nominated. And we thank you. We really appreciate it. We can't do it without you. You make all of this happen.
Every day.
Well, we're going to take a little musical break. I'm Althea.
I'm Tammy.
With me.
Yes.
Should we shake hands?
All right, sweaty.
This is The Gap. We'll be back in a moment.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like
back here on KBOO Portland, here on The Gap on KBOO Portland.
If Tammy seems breathless, she did treat us to a great dance routine.
I gotta take this hoodie off.
Yeah, punching it out, feeling
doing the 1-2 step. That was an amazing cover right there.
Yeah.
Althea, go.
Okay, sorry. We're getting into the community question portion of the program. She's recovering from dancing so hard. If only this was a video. Oh, well. This is the part of the show where you can call in and talk to us. Our phone number is 503-231-8187. Tammy, I do need you to introduce the idea because this is your pitch for the community question.
The sauce of life.
The sauce of life.
What does that mean? Well, I was sitting drinking a soda at sunset after running chores, knowing dinner is about to be served soon. That's the sauce of life.
That's the sauce of life.
Hearing a cover of a song that you've heard a million times.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, this cover, it speaks to you in a way that just opening chakras, opening up souls.
Yeah.
That's the sauce of life.
Punching it out.
Punching it in.
Yeah. Punching out, punching in. 503-231-8187. What other things fit this energy? The sauce of life.
The sauce of life. And, you know, things are so difficult right now, whether it's inflation, incremations, disrotations, punctuations. It's rough out there. We need a little bit. We're feeling drubbing and sucked dry, but we need to get sauced up, get a little saucy. What is the sauce of your life? 503-231-8187. How do you get sauced up, you know?
Yeah.
it sounds alcoholic.
Look, and no innuendo intended.
No, not at all.
You can also message us on the website, kbu.fm. Click on the chat with us button. Let us know what you think. You can also message us on Instagram at thegapradio. You can also email us, thegapradio@gmail.com. And I understand that we have Joe on the line. Hi, Joe. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. All right. Can you hear me?
I can. Oh, you're on air. Sauce of life. What do you think?
Thanks, friends, for taking my call. I wondered, for goodness sake, I was absolutely gobsmacked, astonished, and floored by the idea that Nathan Vasquez sent out extremely expensive, glossy, four-color, hateful, mudslinging mailers, even after we'd voted. Here they come. Here comes another really, really hateful piece of expensive campaign material. And I've sent him notes now that says, you know, if indeed the profligacy that you have shown in spending so much on your hate-filled mudslinging is any example of what you're going to do with the budget of the office to which you are about to go, then you are not going to do anything useful, and you will be wasting the budget that you will be given. I mean, he spent so much on hate, so much on mudslinging. It did not end time and again. And I am astonished that a man who spends so much on this negative ads, very expensive, is assuming that we're going to take his word and he's going to be responsible with the budget of the district attorney's office. I really just don't think so. I'm just kind of sickened by all of this, and I don't know. I'd love to know your response, and I'll take that off the air. And thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. Thank you. What do you think, Tammy?
I didn't even think that's an amazing way to think about it.
Yeah.
How, because we always talk about the destination. We don't talk about the journey of how some of these people get here.
Right.
And, but that's the journey is everything. It's
right.
Not the destination.
Right.
Is it by any means necessary? Is it, and I agree that we had the advertisements here. They're thick paper.
Mm-hmm. Cost a pretty penny, you know, alleging
penny.
A lot of things.
Interesting.
It is. I think that's a very interesting component of all of it. And I will say, you know, personally, like, I'd always kind of wondered what it was like to be in like a district where something contentious was happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the first elections where that's really happened. And I'm sure it doesn't really hold a candle to like being in Michigan or something,
right, yeah.
Like a real swing state. And I thought it was fun for a minute, and then I got really tired of it. And, you know,
and because they're so thick, they take up a lot of space in the mailbox itself.
Yeah.
Missing
bills, because I got, you know.
Did you really?
No, I don't think so. But
say, we know who's going to pay for it.
Janelle Bynum sent me a lot of mail.
Yeah, that's why not just one mailer? Okay, we got the point. You're against this. Why do you need to keep going and keep going?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think also, like, I'm just not necessarily, like, used to being subjected to that kind of like imagery and rhetoric. And some of it's like, hey, I stand for this, I love this, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And then some of it's like a stoplight with Rudy Giuliani's face on it. It's like,
yeah, it was very confusing.
Yeah.
503-231-8187 is the number. Talking about the sauce of life.
Well, the sauce of life.
The sauce of, yeah, it's the little.
Describe it in other words?
The thing that makes it taste better.
Yes.
Feel better. Look
totally.
Better. Make better.
Mm-hmm.
Do better.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think it's like ideas that I revisit in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Because coming home when it's still light after work.
Ooh.
Huge.
Yeah.
Second of all, a little. Maybe I made a little iced tea earlier, mixed with a little lemonade. Just sort of sit and enjoy the sights and sounds.
Mm.
You know, in my area.
How about this one? Mm. When you after a long day at work and you know that you have food at home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot of my feelings are about feeling good or food related.
Food related,
yeah. Because you know you like because you already took care of yourself.
Yeah,
you just gotta go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something around like finishing a book.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's like an afterglow of finishing a book where you sort of just like sit quietly. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
You're like, I just want to think about what I just read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, sometimes my sisters would be like, Althea, let's go play. And I'm like, no, I need to sit here and think for a little while. I just want to think to myself for a bit. And how often am I doing that as an adult?
Mm.
It's like, no, I don't, I can't, I need to turn away from the screens and everything demanding my attention. I need to sit here and think to myself for a little bit.
Well, they say you do that. They say that you,
say
what don't they say about you?
Okay.
It's not what they say, it's what they don't say.
There we go.
Speaking of saying, we have another caller on the line. Clara, you're on.
Hi, good morning, girls. I really like what you said about the journey not being the destination, because I was going to say a little, just a tiny bit, about Marianne Williamson and why I voted for her, and I got my daughter to vote for her, too, because it's just the primary. We all know Biden's going to get to be the candidate, but I wanted to have a good showing for Marianne because I really like her. I've been reading her spiritual information for about 25 years. I'd like to say she wasn't Oprah's, she's not a psychic. She's a spiritual advisor, but she's very intelligent and she's very on track. And she, in fact, she was in the last presidential debate, and she was the only one on the stand who made sense. She's the only one who sounded sane. Everybody else us, and only about the destination. She's on a journey, and I really don't like that word, but she just wants to speak the truth, and it's just so refreshing to hear the truth about how women and children need help, and we should give them help, and she's all about the people, and so she's not about war, and I really, really like her, and I just wanted to defend her a little bit, I guess.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I mean, we wanted more insight, and we got it. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I just wanted to say the sauce of my life is music.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Clara. You have a good rest of your day.
I'm glad that thank you for calling in. I'll read more, and I just want to say for this show,
sure.
And this is for as an outsider. You know me. I don't have any skin in the game about this. But you see how we come and we discuss, and we're jubilant and we're happy and we're respectful, and people feel that, oh, you know what? I disagree with what they said on the radio. Let me call in and state why I disagree. And you know what? Thank you. I may have learned something today.
Yes.
And this is the community that we've cultivated here.
Yes.
You know?
We're very proud of it. That.
Very proud of it, yeah.
Before we get to our next commenters, quick thank you to Cassidy and Catherine, who just donated to the Spring Membership Drive. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
bit.ly/KBOO if you want to help us out. Also from the online, because you can type to us, The Sauce of Life, a little flower garden makes life very sweet. Thank you for commenting that.
Gardening.
It's that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous out there. Okay, and we have Barth on the line. Hi, you're on air with us.
Good morning. Good to talk to you as usual. The person that was expressing outrage about the quantity and quality of the flyers he was getting, those are just another revelation of outside money. They've got contracts with probably Republican-owned printing companies that are generating this probably in some far-off state. And they, you know, it's not hard to do this. I was in the printing trade for a while. Once you set things up, it's pretty easy to generate lots of them. And if you have outside money coming in saying, you know, well, let's just mudsling, let's make a negative campaign. But if you hit and hit and hit again, that stuff starts to wear off, even if people are not initially inclined. It's the big lie that Hitler was so famous for. You know, you repeat lies and innuendo so many times, and suddenly it becomes fact.
Yeah.
And or at least plausible to people. And I think that's what we got there. But just am really loving the springtime. I'm loving the flowers blooming and the change of the season, the lengthening of the days, the the real, you know, the normal weather coming back where we have cool nights and a little bit of gray, rainy days for a while and occasional sun. It makes me feel like I'm home.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, there you go.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Happy day.
Happy Bye-bye. Day.
Have a good weekend.
You repeat something long enough, people are going to start. Mm.
Very true. Mm. Carl wrote to us online, my sweetest sauce, we're talking about the sauce of life, is the gift of a loving relationship with myself.
Mm.
You gotta love yourself.
Capital S, you know? Self.
Notice when you do something and you're like, that was me. You know, that's everything I'm about.
I feel that when I do something I need to, like I got new insurance and I had to call this place where I get services and I had to switch over the insurance. She said she'll call me back. She never did, but I called. And I felt like good, because you know what? No one else would make that phone call for me.
Right.
I'm the only one who can do that for myself. You know? Like, there's a quote in Amharic, and it says, basically it translates to, when my lips are dry, I am the only one that can wet my lips.
Oh.
It's, you know?
That makes...
It's a I desert. Like
that. Yeah. Fill your own cup and whatnot.
Mm.
The sauce of life. 503-231-8187.
Warm sand on the feet.
We were talking about, when we were discussing this to prepare for you guys yesterday, when you like eat a sandwich after a day in the sun.
Mm.
Oh my God. Is there anything better than that?
Mm. Finding like a candy that isn't like a non-American candy, and you're like, I don't know, or like just a foreign candy that you've never had before, and then you like it.
Oh yeah,
that's because then it's like, look at me, I like foreign candies. What are you doing eating M&M? You ever heard of a Kinder Bueno? You gotta put a little. It's a Kinder Bueno.
They do say it like that in the ad. It's
German and Spanish. How you like them apples?
Okay. That's true. No, yeah. Like trying a new food and loving it.
Mm-hmm. Or like a new vegetable or something.
Yeah. When you're making a recipe and it comes out perfect.
Mm.
Or when you kind of mess some stuff up in the recipe, as I did with a batch of cookies recently. But they turned out great anyway.
Sure. Just a little different.
I was pushing it to the limit. But they turned out good.
The first cut on construction paper.
Yeah.
With sharp scissors.
Ooh. That's good. I like that a lot. I wonder if that's one of those ones that some people really, like, drives them up the wall.
Oh, right, because it's such, like, a sensory feeling.
Yeah, the asthma. Other folks want to comment about the sauce of life. What is it? We're defining it together. 503-231-8187. You can also message us on the website. Thank you to the anonymous donor who just contributed to our membership drive. It's our last day. It's a great time to do it. 503-231-8187 to talk to us. bit.ly/KBU to donate to us.
KBU would say that its sauce of life is hidden at fundraising goal the day of.
Yeah.
And chugging along and doing the thing.
And like, we love the listeners.
Yes.
And like the community that gets created out of it. Like it is very rewarding to do the show with you, Tammy, with Hi Sherry in the booth, but also with all the listeners and getting to talk to people. That's the sauce of life. It's like when we finish the show at 9 a.m. and it's like, we talked to so many cool people today.
And I'll tell you, sometimes I still get really nervous before we do the show.
Yeah.
But then after the show, it just feels so good.
Yeah.
And it's about something where it's doing a commitments and going through with them. That's for me. Ooh, feels very saucy.
Yeah.
Because I said, that's, like you said, like, I did that. Like, I showed up and I did what I was supposed to. And I did it tremendously.
Yeah. Also, this might be, tell me if you think this is the sauce of life or not. When someone gives you a compliment that's, like, related to your, like, that's how I hope to be.
Mm.
And you notice, then you agree. Like, are you pointing it out that you appreciate that? It's like, whoa.
Mm. That's good. Just thinking of a compliment made me a little like, don't do that. But
well, yeah, Tammy doesn't.
Physical touch, compliments, get out of here.
Yeah.
There's
gifts, okay?
Gifts, memes.
Gifts and memes.
Oh, yeah. Gifts or gifts?
No, I was saying presents.
I'll take both.
In terms of showing appreciation.
She's saying jogging or jogging. It's a hard check. The sauce of life that is not. Oh, darn, I had one that was, go ahead.
the sauce of life. Well, some of it is also just like the enjoyment of the summertime is a little bit of the sauce of life. Oh,
on a cold weather, you can, you know, like a warm something, cup of something.
Oh, yeah.
Cold, when you cup your hands around a cup.
There's like, I think they've done research on holding like a cup of tea in your hands, and that like it actually does something noticeably good to the brain that they can scan.
Mm. No, don't tell the Brits. It must be just some because it's.
That's where they
like
get tea. That's where they get their audacity from. Is they keep recharging around these cups of tea. Oh. And they're like, you know what? We need more spices. Are we going to use them? No. No.
Put some milk in it.
Put some. We need to milk it.
I'm kidding. This is they've done. They brought us Skins. That was a great show.
It's a pro-British radio show now.
Don't tell the Irish.
A little bit of UK propaganda on your radio dial. That's what you wanted, right?
No, they've not since Brexit. They're gone.
They're still called the UK. Oh, I said EUK, not EU.
Oh, sorry.
EU, we would never? I don't know. How do we feel about the EU?
I'm not going to say on a hot mic.
Oh, okay. Temperature check. Okay, if you want to talk about the sauce of life, if you want to talk about, well, I can we open it up to other stuff?
Yeah, I mean, people have been talking about other stuff. A couple moments left.
503-231-8187. Also, a thank you to Desiree, who just donated our membership drive. Shout out to you. Be like Desiree, bit.ly/KBOO. Or, you know, talk to us. That's paying into us creating the radio show too.
Yeah, that definitely gets. Oh, I remembered what I wanted to say.
Okay, please.
It's like when it sounds like the Alanis Morissette song, but it's the opposite. Like when someone gives you really good advice and it like works.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The opposite of that.
I like, you know, the song Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of that, the opposite of
the
it.
The inverse.
Sauce of life.
Yeah. When something just kind of comes in clutch, you're like, okay, great.
Or like you saw like a tip, or someone told you a tip like years ago and you never thought about it, and all of a sudden it's like it just saved your life or something.
Yeah.
That's sauce.
That's the good stuff. That's it's coming around. We did get an email from Roger talking about when we were talking about Marianne Williamson a little bit earlier. Just a little quote from his email. Quote, I voted for Marianne Williamson because I support her platform, especially her support of establishing a Department of Peace.
I'm not going to mention 1984. I won't mention 1984.
Not mentioning it, but thank you for the email, Roger. If other folks want to email, you can. TheGapRadio@gmail.com. Check us out. Donate to the membership drive. It's the last day. And now we're going to talk to Tawasi. Hi, Tawasi. You're on air.
Hey, good morning. You know what I found especially fulfilling and just warming and so saucy is the students around the country telling their administrators and faculty, just stop it, you know, just stop it with the genocide. We're not okay with that anymore. And especially at Harvard, when they just were like, you know what, we're out of here at the commencement, and they just stood up and walked out. But just the audacity of those students, I love it. I could, you know, I wish it was my daughter.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like those, all of the students who are doing this now, you could be my kid any day. Like I will, I might not be able to afford your tuition, but I will stand in solidarity with your debt.
I like that.
Thank you, Tawasi. We appreciate the comment.
It's honest.
Yeah. You know, a little bit of the sharing of emotions, or when you see an emotion in another person that you recognize, maybe that's a little sauce of life.
You see, like, your past self and stuff, or, like,
yeah,
your younger, or, like, because, you know.
I recognize myself.
Yeah,
you
recognize yourself. Yeah. Well, namaste to you,
too. Namaste. And also, but also I think that, like, you know, when someone older recognizes themselves in you as a younger person, it, like, you know, there's a little bit of, like, I don't know. Understanding, kindness, you know, we can be kinder and warmer to each other. Well, we are just about at the end of our time, and I want to thank everybody so much for listening. Everybody who donated this hour, shout out to you. Incredible. We love it. We love you. We love doing this show. I think we may be out of time. Sherry, what do you think? We're looking at, what do you think, Tammy?
Two minutes?
All right. Liz, get in here. Tell us about the sauce of life, please.
All right. Hey, thank you for this topic. We need the sauce of life, and you two are the sauce of life.
Aww.
And I love putting on great music and dancing in the kitchen while I'm cooking.
Yeah,
that's great.
Dancing.
Dancing. Right. That's fabulous.
Thanks for your program, you guys.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you.
Liz, right, I'm glad we got.
Liz. 100%. Totally worth it.
It ended on a high note. If they could see the dance party that was happening to that
Tammy,
cover.
Tammy was
giving
it earlier.
It's Around Dales. I don't know where they're from or when they're from, but they captured my essence.
Dancing. That's part of the sauce of life, too.
Oh, yeah. Movement, being. Movement. Music.
Yeah.
Sounds.
And the
grunts.
Kind of like the feeling in your body after you've moved in a meaningful way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's that's sauce of life, too.
And we've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
From tribes to dance moms.
so true. Well, this has been The Gap on KBOO Community Radio. I'm Althea.
I'm Tammy.
Donate to the membership drive, bit.ly/KBOO. Thank you. Goodbye.
See ya.
This is Mark Sanford Gross, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to KBOO, KBOO, 90.7 FM, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is listener-sponsored. That's right, 80% of our funding comes from donations from listeners.